At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Yeah! What's going on, buddies?
Welcome to the show. It's a Friday.
Friday. Friday.
Finally. And the boys are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. I'm out here in Idaho. I'm out here in Idaho, home of Fox Sports Boise 99.9.
Hey.
But again, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Is that a baked potato in your pants, or are you just happy to see everyone?
I'm just pumped for the weekend. Fight weekend.
All right.
Let's go. Some good basketball. All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, anything you miss with Covino and Rich, available after the show. Danny G does a hell of a job putting up our best of pod each hour of the show. So follow, rate, review. Bam. Get it done. Just search Covino and Rich. Like you said, Covino's in Idaho. Still trying to figure a way to convince his girlfriend's family to watch the chubby Ryan Garcia tomorrow night. 3 pounds overweight? What, did he have a burrito last night?
Well, if he's chubby, then I must be obese. I must be out of control because he weighs 143.2 pounds. But, yeah, now he gives up his chance of winning the WBC super lightweight belt. So that's drama show in itself. We'll get to that. Plus, we got to talk. I don't know if you heard about this, Rich. There's a big diss track sweeping the nation right now. There's a big album that's sweeping the nation.
Well,
I don't know if you heard about it.
You know what it is. You assume that only men in hip-hop could have diss tracks. But Danny G, I know you're a hip-hop guy, but would you admit that Taylor Swift has a diss track on her hands that everyone's talking about?
Yeah, man, she's the new Tupac.
Right? Move over Eminem. Move over MGK. Move over Tupac.
Wow.
Taylor Swift's in there.
I'm with Sam. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, Thank You, Amy is the track.
Wow.
Everybody's talking about it today. If we have time, maybe we will, because there's so much to get to. We got to talk relationships. A-Rod's girlfriend's in the news. Good influences. Rich has softball stories. We got weekend hobnobbing next hour. What you need to watch in the world of sports and entertainment. But I want to say what's up to super producer Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah.
Danny G.
I was kidding about her being the new Tupac, by the way.
I know, right? We got Iowa Sam on the ones and twos. We got DB on the updates. Spot on the videos at Covino and Rich. Again, welcome to Fox Sports Radio.
You know.
Now, Rich, I saw your Team City Connect jerseys, man. I'm pretty pumped about those.
Let me tell you.
I'm not even a Mets fan.
I got to say one thing. When you said Rich has softball stories, what are you trying to get people to tune out? It's not stories about my softball prowess, but it is a random hypothetical that I think we've all encountered. And it has to do with vouching for someone else's athleticism.
Vouching for, you're not going to talk about how great you are at softball?
I mean, I do rip sweet doubles in the gap.
Right.
On the regular.
We're going to talk about your sweet softball swing.
I mean, do hit 300 foot slow pitch softball home runs, but no, it's more of a, not about me, more of a vouching for someone athletically, and it's an interesting thought. But back to the City Connects, because the Mets don't do many things right. This City Connect jersey, Danny G, I'm the guy that always laughs at, like, why would you buy the All-Star jersey? Why would you buy the alternate jersey? Why would you buy that? I always feel like the jersey to buy is the home standard.
Let me answer that. Yeah. Not everyone's shocking. A basic rich like you. They want other options. So that's why you would buy those other things, yeah. Because you usually only have so many options of your team's jerseys.
But I'm saying, Covino, Danny G feels me, I think. Danny, like, for instance, if I go to a 49ers game, I see people wearing the red home jerseys. Maybe that alternate with the shadows on the numbers or the road whites.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you'll see some vato loco wearing a gold jersey with black numbers.
Because they're not nerds like you. That's why. No, because they want options. And that, yeah, because that's cool.
It's not a jersey, though.
Why would you limit yourself to just the home and away if they have other ones?
I recently ordered a Shohei Ohtani black and gold Dodgers jersey.
See, you're one of those guys I don't like, man. Danny.
No. Well, look, Rich. You sound like a basic dude who just wants the one jersey. If there's options, like, you want to get those just as a fan or collector.
And, Rich, you love these City Connect Mets jerseys. Shockingly or not, they are Raider colors.
Yeah. Silver and black with a little purple, like a little tinge of purple.
I don't see purple.
I'll give you
that. Yeah. There's, you know, the little button on top of the hat? That's like a pinkish purple. And the Nike swoosh, there's little touches of purple on it, which really add to it.
Okay, I see that little highlight.
And the Mets debuted it online, and even I, as a Yankees fan, are like, wow, man, those are nice. I saw the hats first. The hats, there's so much detail to the City Connect jerseys for every team that's released theirs. Like little nods, like, for example, Philadelphia got some criticism, but I thought they were dope. The Phillies had the Liberty Bell on it, all these nods to the city, and New York put all these details to the subway system, to New York, to the skyline, and they're gray with a little touch of purple, and they debut them officially on the field, not this weekend, but next weekend. 8 teams debut their jerseys this season, and only 2 teams don't have the City Connects. Those teams being my New York Yankees, for obvious reasons, and if it's not obvious, it's because, you know, tradition and pride.
Lame!
The pinstripes and old school, and, you know, I'll tell you my feelings on that. And the Oakland A's are the other team that don't have a City Connect jersey.
I think because they don't have the money to do it. DB, what do you think about this City Connect?
And Covino did a great job laying it out there, but you're right. The more and more you dive into it, I was just informed with a 90-second video that the Mets made about how everything is tied in so much. So the purple that you guys talked about is apparently the color of the 7 train?
The 7 line that goes to Queens. If you know Manhattan, you take from Midtown through Queens to get to the Shea Stadium, now City Field, stop. The 7 in a circle is that purple.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
though?
It's really, really neat. Yeah.
That's why they show the tracks in the background.
All these cool little Easter eggs paying homage to the city they're from. And as a Yankees fan, I'm on the outside looking in, like I'm Aaron Lewis from Stained. And I'm sitting here all sad saying, well, where's my other option?
He's on the outside.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little bitter and angry about it, Rich, because you got these options. You're like, no, I like the basic jerseys. And I'm no, I wish I had more options. And I'm usually one of those guys, like my girlfriend. I was talking to my girlfriend about this, and she goes, this sounds like a typical you move. And that's probably why you like the Yankees. I'm like, why? Because I'm a little old school, and I like tradition. I don't like all that stuff. She's like, no, because you're usually the guy who's the stick in the mud that won't do the fun thing, that won't ride the bull at the party, that won't wear the pink shirt at the all-pink party. You know, the guy that's refusing to do what everybody else does. And I'm like, you know what, though? For the first time in forever, Rich, maybe forever. Forever? I feel like the Yankees are really dropping the ball on this one, man. I do feel like, wow, I wish we had one. And I really, really do admire your Mets City Connects and the other teams Connects.
You did call me a basic rich because I usually do only like the official jersey of a team to purchase. But you didn't let me finish. I was going to say this is the first time where I'm looking at this Mets City Connect like, yo, I may actually buy one with the NYC, the silver and black, and a little tinge of that subway purple.
How could you not? How could you not, man? And I really think the Yankees are man, they're really dating themselves by sticking to the, well, it's just the pinstripes, of
yeah,
course.
Well, just the pinstripes and the road grays for the Yankees. But I said to Covino this morning, I hit him up when they debuted the jerseys. I said, yo, the Yankees are dropping the ball because if they had some cool, I'm not saying they need the Brooklyn Nets graffiti font, but if they did some Bronx Bombers black and white, some cool New York City vibe with a little Empire State Building, what, they're like leaving money on the table. You don't think Yankee fans would buy the hell out of those?
And that's why I was confused about the Oakland A's being the only other team to not be offering a City Connect jersey for their fans and for the team. It's like, don't you think they could use that extra money? Or they can't afford to design one? I don't get that.
They're not very connected to the city.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe there is no real connection. But it's the first time ever, I think, that I want to throw tradition aside and say, no, it's time to jump on the new trend and innovate or die and get some cool new options out there.
Well,
and you'll see, again, 8 new debuts this season. And I think you support your team. And I think it gives you another option to wear something different. And even the ones that were criticized, like the Phillies ones, I think they're really cool. And I think the king of them all, and I hate to say it, the coolest ones by far are Rich's Mets City yeah. Connect jerseys and hats.
There's another one that got a lot of love over the last couple of years. Some criticized it first. In fact, Keith Hernandez of the Mets criticized it, but it seems the consensus, the Washington Nationals with the cherry blossoms.
It's cool.
You know what? Keith is old school, so Keith Hernandez was like, grown men have flowers on their jerseys, but those were pretty sweet. Those were the number one selling City Connect.
I was going to say, like, I get his old school stance on that, but it's different. It's another option. It's kind of cool. I'm not hating on it at all. And if you're like the one dude who doesn't know what we're talking about, the MLB and each team except for the Yankees and the A's are just offering an official alternate jersey that they're wearing, you know, for the past few years. But again, 8 teams debut theirs this year. And I like what they're doing in MLB, and it just goes to show you that they're doing what they can to make it more fun, to make it cooler, to expand the brands a little bit, to get fans excited about something different. And as a Yankees fan, I feel like, man, they need to get on board and at least switch it up a little bit. It's one thing to stick to their rules of no beards and facial hair and things like that, but to drop the ball on this one and to give the fans another option, I think that's kind of lame. But the side note is, again, 8 teams debut, and you got to see Rich's because they're officially out now, and
yeah,
it's going to look sweet on the field next weekend.
Now, the caveat, not so much caveat, but the thing that I want to make clear for those that don't really know, every team has their home and away. A lot of teams have the alternate black jersey or the Friday jersey they wear. The City Connect is usually a completely different color, font, vibe from the rest of the uniforms. It's
an homage to the city, to the city.
It has nothing to do with the color scheme, logo, or font of the team. It could be like Philly. Philly had nothing to do with the Phillies logo. It was some sort of cool font and very, very downtown Philly.
Blue. It was a blue jersey.
So anyway, City Connects are out. Yankees, A's, the only two to not do it. And I know Dan Beyer, even though he's a Covino guy, Dan's also, him and I bond over uniforms and logos and details.
Dan is always great with his analysis of our takes. And the take here is where Rich is normally the guy who doesn't like getting new jerseys, you're down to get the City Connect.
I think it looks
and
cool.
And me, the guy who's usually tradition and, nah, you don't do that, it's corny, and Yankees do it the Yankee way. I'm wishing they got on board and they actually had another option, and I wish they had a City Connect.
I was going to say, Dan Beyer, you love a uniform logo game. It's, it's one of your interests.
Yes.
Now, 2 other things. The NBA, I think, is on the forefront of all these ridiculous alternate uniforms. I give you, like, each team has a plethora.
It's ridiculous.
Of uniforms to choose from. But the NFL, if you want to throw another sport in, didn't they just approve another helmet option?
Yes.
This coming season?
Yeah, 3 helmets can be used, 3 different helmets. Lions unveiled their new uniform set last night. Broncos are going to do theirs next week. So, yeah, there's a lot of new uniform stuff. I actually think that the NBA goes too far in terms of what they do. I think Major League Baseball kind of has it right. They've done the Friday uniform stuff before as well. But it also shows you guys that if you do it right on what a home run it can be, Like, you know, like there's a, I think there's a very fine line of just, you know, nailing it, hitting the nail on the head. And I think that the Mets did that.
In a world of haters where, as we always say, people hate change, people hate new, this must be so good because I haven't heard anyone be like, this stinks. Like,
no,
it's pretty.
The Mets stole it, man.
Yeah, the Mets got to be pretty happy with their City Connect. But, you know, I saw a lot of teams like Danny G, the 49ers and the Raiders, teams that are silver or gold or have, you know, have that color scheme. I've seen a couple mock-ups of people saying, ooh, what if they went with a metallic helmet?
Yeah.
Like if the Raiders went with like a not just the silver, like a shiny
like
chrome.
Yeah.
Because they're saying the Niners are, there's a possibility the Niners break out some gold metallic helmet.
Yeah, and for years there's been Raider fans that have mocked up the all-black helmet and black uniform for the Raiders with the accent being that silver chrome.
Oh, see, that's just more options for Danny G. He's going to come in with a chromed out fitted hat.
The Raiders need to agree to do it, though, Covino. They're kind of like their Yankees, your Yankees. They are a little bit stuck in their ways with a uniform. They don't like to mess with their uniforms.
Yeah, man. That's just, you know what it is? That's no fun for the fans. You know, you gotta win over these young guys for sure and make it fun for everybody, especially baseball. Especially baseball.
Well,
so, you know, Rich, props to you. As a guy that doesn't wear a hat, I think you got to get that new Mets hat, too. You got to at least buy it for your son
or
something.
Props to me. You should tell people I designed them. Yeah, Rich Davis is in on the process. So, City Connects, enjoy your baseball this weekend. But other stuff we want to get to, Ryan Garcia, there's beef. There's, you know, he hates the Mets. They kicked him out of City Field. We'll talk about the Ryan Garcia-Devin Haney fight.
There's just so much drama surrounding this fight.
Yeah, it just got more complicated. We'll get to that. Of course, the NBA, we got the final two play-in games, and the playoffs officially start tomorrow. So we'll break down a little NBA, and we're less than a week until the NFL draft. And when I was in the lobby earlier today, and just chopping it up with DB, Dan Byer and I were talking about how every team, don't you feel, Covino, like every team is just so desperately looking for their quarterback? Like, Danny, I saw the headline was like, the Raiders, what are they willing to trade to get a top three pick? Could they move up to number two or three? It's just so funny how they're all so desperate to be like, I need that young quarterback out of college. Because I think we're seeing that if you could win with a young quarterback, what an advantage that is, a la Brock Purdy.
A la Brock Purdy and pay little for that and build around him with some superstars.
Because when that window closes, you see what's happening in Miami. They're like, oh, do we have to pay Tua? You know, so
also this is the draft to get a quarterback because the class next year, next draft, there's not going to be six quarterbacks going in the first top of the first round.
No. Yeah, honestly, if you have a mid first rounder, there'll be a decent quarterback that could fall to you, but you may have a guy in mind, so NFL draft, so a lot going on, but I did want to ask you guys a rando question. More of a hypothetical, more of a, has this ever happened to you? The question is, have you ever vouched for someone athletically? Let me explain. So, I have a buddy coming into town this weekend, and he's visiting with his family. Now, this is a guy I've known my whole life, my buddy Mike. We've played Little League together. Went to high school. He went to Syracuse as well. This is like my only friend that every step of the way from kindergarten, Little League, elementary school, went to the same college. So this is like a lifetime friend. We played and logged more hours of wiffle ball, maybe, Covino, than anyone, maybe except you, because you were the wiffle ball champ.
Yeah.
This is a guy I played ball with. Kill the man with the ball, manhunt, tackle football, wiffle ball. This is like a childhood bro. Now, I know back in the day he could ball. He was a good athlete. A little guy, you know, he's shorter, but he's like a good athlete. Like he's quick.
Look at Altuve.
Yeah. So this weekend he's coming to town and I have a softball game. Now, of course, if he's like, dude, I'm visiting, I would skip the game. But he's like, dude, don't skip your game. I get a call from the guy that runs my team with just the most random, hey, a couple guys are on vacation this week. Does anyone know someone that'll fill in? We're allowed to have a fill-in this week. I'm like, so crazy. My buddy, he could do it. And he's like, yeah, I'd love to. But now I feel like...
So your buddy, Mike didn't even hesitate.
No, he's like, dude, I'm in. Let's go.
Wow. That says a lot in itself.
So my thought is, have you ever vouched for someone? Because I have been on co-ed teams. I've played intramural sports, basketball, softball. I've done these things where someone vouches for someone, like, oh, my buddy's good, or some guy saying, oh, my wife could be our girl on the co-ed team. She's good. And, oh, she's not.
Well, that's the rule, the first rule in this conversation already, is to never oversell, right? It's always to undersell and overproduce.
Yeah.
Don't oversell anybody. So if I were you, I wouldn't oversell your buddy.
Oh, no,
that
no,
puts
no.
him in an awkward spot. But you are vouching for him. Yeah, he plays. He's pretty good.
Yeah. But I wonder how many times that has resulted in an embarrassing scenario. I remember playing in a co-ed league. And, you know, this is a rare thing because anyone that's ever played co-ed knows that you're always short a girl. Like, we need a girl. We needed a guy. Like, we don't have enough guys. One of the girls said, oh, my boyfriend will play with us. This guy rolls up, and we're like, wow, looks like an athlete. Had to be like 6'1", 6'2". He was ripped. Looked like he did CrossFit.
By what? His glutes?
Yeah, by looking at his ass, I was like, oh, CrossFit for sure.
Looks like a CrossFit kind of guy.
And I looked at this guy. He looked like Michael Vick almost. Like, he had speed. This guy struck out 3 times.
Oh, see, that's
softball.
It.
He was one of those athletic guys.
And not only does
at
he
the
look
gym,
bad,
but not with sports.
For him. Yeah, exactly. So if that's your boy, and you know, hold on. I know your friend Mike, and I can tell you, your friend Mike's not going to strike out or really play that bad. But again, a lot changes in a 10-year span. When's the last time you played with him, right?
Yeah.
So if he does, though, not only does it make him look bad, but it makes Rich, who vouched for him, look bad.
Well, that goes for anything, not just sports. So you could vouch for a buddy like, yeah, I'm bringing my buddy Doug to trivia night. And all of a sudden, Doug doesn't know nothing.
I got some examples,
you know,
too.
You vouch for, you know, oh, my girlfriend's a great cook. And all of a sudden, it's like, now she's not all of a sudden. Like, you know, there's always examples
usually,
where...
Usually her meatloaf is usually better.
Oh, yeah. My uncle's a grilling expert, burns all the steaks. You know, like, there's always that story. So
it happens. So we want to hear your story. Is there anything Rich should know before bringing his buddy to the game? Is there anything he should do vouching for a friend athletically or just in life? Because I have a few random stories. 877-99 on Fox. And, of course, you could always hit us up at Covino and Rich. And we still got to talk A-Rod.
Ooh.
Like Rich said, the fight, all the drama, and weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch this weekend.
And, of course, today is the day. We figure out finally who are the final postseason teams in the NBA. So little NBA, little A-Rod, little NFL, little of everything. It's a Friday. Having fun. Covino and Rich here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, you've put it off long enough. Probably time to replace those tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventures. Just go to TireRack.com to get started.
Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation or right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires, shipped fast and free to a full line, fast and free to a convenience of mobile tire installation. That's where they bring the tires to you at home or the office and install them on site, Rich.
Yeah, it doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers as well. Great tires and a great deal. What more can you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and summer's finally here. That means more days spent outside at the park or the beach or in the pool. Make sure you're taking extra care of your hair this summer, since sun, salt, and SPF can affect your hair health. Now is the perfect time to start taking Nutrafol.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. With over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Thinning hair is different for men and women, so a one-size-fits-all approach does not cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored for your hair. Get results you could run your fingers through. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair.
Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
All right, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. I'm Covino, live in Idaho. That's Rich Davis.
Work.
With the rest of the crew on the west side. 420 weekend, fight weekend. And for the first time ever, I'm jealous of Rich's Mets, so I really am. I love those jerseys, man.
So badly want to get the City Connect jersey.
Those Mets City Connect jerseys, such great rebranding, man. Props to Rich's Mets. Got to look those up if you haven't seen them. But so much to get to today. And I still got to tell you my stories of when I vouched for somebody, Rich. But there's a lot of NBA that we're excited for. So,
you know
lots
what?
To talk about.
Little look at tonight's NBA play-ins. A random fun fact about O.J. Simpson. I'm going to give it to you real quick before we go to Dan Byers' update. I saw the most odd thing about the late O.J. Simpson. But let's go to Cody in Apple Valley. I was asking you guys, have you ever vouched for someone athletically? We've talked about at work, like someone wants a reference. Yo, put in a good word. Or have you ever vouched for someone on the field or on the court? We vouch for dudes. Like, a girl will be like, is your buddy a good guy? And you're like, yeah, he's a good guy, sure. But have you vouched for someone athletically? What's up, Cody?
Yeah, happy Friday, my dudes.
What's up?
So yeah, it's kind of backwards, right? I got asked to play on a team last year for a softball team with a dude I know who I thought he would never put me on a crazy team, like real bad team, right? So kind of, I don't mean to make this too long, but so basically I got asked to play on a softball team, showed up first practice, like, damn, I'm friends with this guy, cannot back out now. They were dudes that were just trying to have a good time. I'm a little bit competitive, right?
I've been there, man. You're like, yo, I'm in a league where routine fly balls aren't routine. That's frustrating for a competitive guy.
Yeah, man. So basically that's what happened. And to top it off, like at the playoffs, my boys had another team once that I found out when I was playing, and so I was joking around with them. One of the guys from my team got beat up in the game from my friend's team, and I had to go play fill in for the other team after they were short a dude, and that was my outro from that team. So, anyways, hey, good to hear from you guys. Y'all be safe and have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, man. You know, it worked out for me. One of my recent memories, my buddy came to visit me, and my brother was playing in a semi-pro baseball league. And they sort of looked at my buddy and thought he wouldn't step up because my buddy's kind of goofy looking and long hair and just doesn't look the part. And my buddy stepped up and made some really great plays, but I was proud.
Is it our mutual friend Sean?
Yeah.
I was proud. Dude, I was proud. Goofy dude, but athletic.
Yes. And he came through for me. But there was two other quick stories, Rich. It's the story of Freddie Fernandez, really. Remember when Freddie Fernandez, Making Bacon Karate Kid, sort of vouched for Daniel LaRusso? Like, yeah, I got this new cool friend. And he brings him to the beach.
Yes.
And then he gets his ass kicked doing karate against Johnny Lawrence.
Yes.
That was sort of a weak move, and he left him there on the beach. But it doesn't even have to be sports related. I remember bringing a new guy out to the crew back in the early 2000s, and I just sort of vouched for him like, yo, man, he's cool. And when I brought him out, he was like a wallflower and didn't even chime in, didn't talk, was awkward the whole night.
Sadly,
I almost had to have like a pep talk with him. Like, yo, dude, what's
sadly,
up?
Sadly,
you're not bringing it.
I know the story you speak of because Covino and I have been friends for way too long.
Guess
but
what?
I remember
Covino, never brought him out again.
Covino's like, yo, this dude I work with at the radio station, really funny guy, great guy, brings him out. The guy was a dud. I'm like, this is your party guy?
I vouched for him, and he didn't come through at all. People are like, yo, this is your friend? I'm like, I mean, he is, but I guess I won't bring him around anymore.
Funny. Yo, Dan Byer, what's up, man?
There was a scenario once where I kind of was that guy that was brought along. And in the game of golf, you have a handicap, which is kind of the evener. Like in baseball, you wouldn't know, but it can work for you and against you. I thought I was going to play with my buddy on a Sunday morning, just me and him go around his club, and I show up and two other of their members are joining. And so they want to play a game. Guys, I hadn't played in 5 months, but I had hit balls for 5 months. I just didn't have time to go out and play 4 hours.
Right.
So my handicap didn't change. It was super high, which is actually the worst because then you're looked at as a ringer. Well, now you're playing contests with each other. And so my score is like a lot better than what my handicap indicates. And so there was this one guy that you could tell kind of had a problem with it. And we would switch teams throughout the round. I sucked when I was on his team. Like, I couldn't hit anything. But the other 12 holes when I was playing with my buddy or his buddy, I was on fire. And then at the end of the round, like, when he was paying me, he gave me this awful look. And I just felt completely awful because I really wasn't what the number was, but I wasn't that good. So I kind of got caught in it that way.
That's
funny. You know what it is, DB? That's a great story.
Golf, by the way, golf might be the league leader of you show up and you're like, ooh, these guys are really good or not good.
Yes.
And there's a level of like, do I want to be the guy holding back the foursome? Like,
correct.
They're all like, all right, come on, this guy's, you know, he's on stroke 7.
I think people perform differently when they feel like they're being judged in those opportunities. Like, my brother is playing in a baseball league right now where they have him batting ninth. And he's like, dude, I'm better than all these other guys on that team, but I don't like having to feel like I have to prove that at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a weird, awkward feeling.
I think I was pressing because I knew that guy was a little off, you know, off with what I had done. And so I was trying harder when he was actually on my team.
Exactly.
And did the exact, you know, the absolute opposite of what
it
I
happens.
Wanted to do.
Bryce in South Dakota. One more phone call from him. What's up, Bryce?
Hey there, guys. Love the show, first of all.
Yo, thank you.
Also, first things first, I would like to weigh in on that title belt thing with that guy with 3 pounds overweight.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Garcia.
Yes, Ryan Garcia. Thank you for helping me remember his name because I blank out some time. But anyways, Ryan Garcia, they should have allowed him to still compete for that title belt with an additional 3-pound allowance like in high school wrestling or in college wrestling.
Yeah, I mean,
he's still going to fight.
Yeah, the fight's still happening.
Just not for the belt. And I don't know if that's a WBC thing, like a sanctioned boxing rule. Well, it's a rule, but can they bend the rule and put the belt on the line if the fighter wants to? Because I know that him and Haney are still negotiating, well, how are they going to work this out?
Yeah.
Because they made a side bet for every pound he was over, he'd give Haney $500,000. But then it becomes a question, well, belts are watered down anyway. Who cares about belts when you're trying to win some prize money?
I said that to you before the show when you were it's not a title fight. And I said, in MMA and boxing, more so there's so many belts and divisions that, honestly, don't you want to just see a good fight? I just want to see the fight.
Because it's an indicator of lack of discipline,
yeah.
And you came in lazy. So, you know, we'll talk more about Haney Garcia later. But vouching for somebody, I'm excited to see how Rich's buddy steps up in this softball game.
I'll let you know. Before we go to Dan Byer for an update, let me give you that OJ fun fact. And I know there's not many fun facts about OJ, usually the opposite.
How do you know it's real? Like, there's so much swirling around the guy.
There was a moment in time. A year removed from the OJ trial, that OJ was just trying to take money any way he could get it. You know, he was trying to build up funds, the civil suit, all the stuff that was going on. Vince McMahon and the WWE offered OJ the opportunity to wrestle at WrestleMania 12, and it would have been against Rowdy Roddy Piper when Piper was a good guy, and the whole gimmick was, OJ was a bad guy, and he was going to come in, and Piper would have done his whole hot rod, like, OJ, I'm going to get you, I'm going to kill you. And they did a test with an audience, and the response was, yo, if you put OJ in the ring, everyone's going to say, F the WWE, we're out, because, like, what are you paying OJ for? So we were very close to getting an OJ Rowdy Roddy Piper.
So you know what's funny, Rich, is I saw that story as well, and it's definitely making its rounds, but I don't know what to believe anymore. Like, I'm like, is that real? Is that true?
And then there was an alien.
No, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Cove. Let's go to Dan Byer for an update. DB.
What up, DB?
Yeah, guys, for those that missed it, Ryan Garcia did miss his weight for the fight that Covino can't wait to watch with so many in Idaho against Devin Haney.
Yes.
3 pounds over. Sides did come to a financial agreement to allow the fight to go on Saturday night, but Garcia forfeited his chance at the WBC junior welterweight belt. Bulls in heat tonight in their own bout, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Chicago should have Alex Caruso. He expects to play despite his injured ankle. Kings and Pelicans, 9:30 Eastern time. The NBA did fine the Clippers $25,000 for violating the league's injury reporting rules last Sunday in a game against the Houston Rockets. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson, a no-show for the team's voluntary workouts. He's expected to be traded this offseason, though. The two-minute warning and in-helmet communications were approved today by the NCAA and will be in place for the 2024 FBS season. FedEx has pledged $25 million in NIL deals over the next 5 years with the University of Memphis. A majority of those funds will go to the football program and the men's and women's basketball program, while the NCAA announced that Arizona State's getting 4 years of probation following violations that occurred when Herm Edwards was the head coach during the COVID periods. Finally, in baseball, Cubs dropped the Marlins today 8-3. Four-way tie atop the leaderboard at the RBC Heritage, including Kala Morikawa, who's at 11 under. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Byer. Hey, Danny G. Want to want to wager a Starbucks who wins the series this weekend? Mets Dodgers?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it. That's simple.
Why don't you wager a City Connect jersey? Why don't you step it up?
Ooh.
Or hat. Oh, City Connect hat.
Mets are hot,
yeah,
Danny.
Yeah, but those Los Dodgers City Connect jerseys aren't that.
You could rock that,
yeah,
dude.
It's all right. It's not as nice as the Mets colors.
That's true.
What's wild is that, Covino, I'll give you credit, and I hate to do that. You said it like 2 weeks ago when I was all like, man, the Mets stink. You were the first to say, dude, it's like the first week of baseball. Relax.
I also showed you that City Connect hat like 2 weeks ago, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
But I had like an update, like a little, I had an email on like, yo, do you want to get this hat before anybody else? And I didn't know what it was.
But the Dodgers, like, and the Yankees and teams that started out so hot, everyone comes back to reality a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Mets are a game different than the Dodgers. And in my mind, the Mets have stunk and the Dodgers are the Dodgers. So it just shows you.
You should use your platform on the Covino and Rich Show as the Mets fan to really put it out there that Polar Bear Pete might be the most underrated, unappreciated, big-time player in baseball.
He very well could be.
I mean, Aaron Judge gets the love that he should be getting.
Mookie Betts
I'm
gets
not
the
saying
love.
More than.
Acuna gets the love. You're right.
Yeah.
Polar Bear Pete, I mean, when free agency hits, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people willing to cough up the big bucks.
Polar Bear Pete gets no love.
It's his weak-ass haircut, I think.
I don't know what it is, but you got to start beefing him up. That should be your job because he's a great player, man. And
Danny,
he's stepping up.
Danny, I think, was it you that said there's something corny about Pete Alonso? I like him, but I feel like there's like a, I don't know. maybe from an outside perspective, what do you think of Pete Alonso?
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about him where it doesn't seem like he has the it factor.
He's like a goon, right? He's kind of goofy or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
but the
know
whole, like, let's
but look at those numbers. Bats,
like, yeah, his numbers, everything about him, you'd be like,
yeah, exactly.
What's
I'd love
problem?
To have his bat in you know, my favorite team's lineup.
Yeah, man. Speaking of sluggers, too, there's an A-Rod story we got to get to. And, of course, all the big games tonight, man. Some really big NBA games. I know I'll be watching that along with the Yankees. So
just
got to discuss that.
A heads up. We'll make our picks next, but the Heat and the Pelicans, even minus Jimmy Buckets and Zion, the Heat and the Pels are both equally 1.5-point favorites. So Vegas still thinking those teams prevail. And again, just unfortunately, there'll be 8 seeds going against OKC and the Celtics, which means without their best players, I think both those teams, like even if they win tonight, it doesn't matter.
Ugh, I mean, and earlier this week, we did discuss what was the more impactful loss, the loss of Butler or the loss of Zion?
It's a good debate. Now, we got more of that and a lot of fun. Friday, Covino and Rich. Now, when you're headed to a campus to see some maybe college baseball or later this year going to see some college football, meet up with some old friends, check out the alma mater, maybe show your family and kids. Springtime is a great time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
We're huge fans. We were there in Nashville. We had a great time. Our listeners met up. We partied. Rich did karaoke. They have great bars. You know, aside from the great rooms, great bars. And we look to come to one near you. We're still going to be visiting a few more. But when it's time for you to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW, CRSHOW for Covino and Rich Show.
Yeah.
That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off.
Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And, hey, if you're looking ahead, like I said, college football, before you know it, that books up quick. So head there now, Graduate Hotels. Reservations for those weekends fill up fast. Book it. CNR show. CR show is the code. Just head to graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of General Tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General Tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, welcome back to the Covino and Rich Show. Fox Sports Radio live from the TireRack.com studios. CNR on FSR with Danny G, Iowa Sam, Spotty Boy, Dan Byers got your updates. And like I said, I'm here in Idaho, Rich, so shout out to the affiliates. Fox Sports Boise, all the affiliates, everyone listening to the iHeartRadio app, everybody hanging out. Enjoy your 420 weekend. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. And like I said before, Rich, if you missed any of our shows earlier this week, got to check the podcast. Search Covino and Rich. We talked about the more impactful loss. Was it Zion or Jimmy Butler? And most of us agreed that it was Jimmy Butler. He's playoff Jimmy. And they have a lack of superstars, but seems like the Pelicans got a little more as far as stepping up. And then Dan Byers said, but yeah, it would have been cool to see Zion and what he would be able to bring in that moment. So that's more impactful. Either way, two big losses and some really good and important games tonight.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, how much better would tonight's games be if I was like,
That's why I said good. I didn't say great.
I mean, if I told you they were like the final do or die playoff spot, Zion one game, Jimmy Butler the
really besides De'Aaron Fox, the two biggest stars in, and of course Chicago, I guess DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah,
DeRozan
I like to watch, but you know
DeRozan out of bio, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what though? I know you're gonna say save it for weekend hobnobbing, but I gotta ask, when you look at the weekend playoff series as we get the first round underway, I think there's three series that are just clearly the ones that are fun. You tell me which one gives you a little tingle. Which one are you like, ooh, that's the one? Is it
tingle in my Fox Sports dingle?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. In your baked potato and your
okay
Idaho pants. Lakers Nuggies. Do we want to see if LeBron shuts everyone up? Because what did he say? Oh, we can't live in the past. It's not about what happened. So
I mean, how does that not excite you? That's even if you don't like LeBron, that's a great one.
Yeah. Sixers, Knicks are legit. Sixers, you know, we've trusted the process for a long time. Is it going to happen? And I think the one that it's sort of a shame that they pulled each other in the first round because they both had solid years, the Mavericks and Clippers.
I mean, maybe because I live in L.A. and Danny G gets me hyped about the Lakers. It's clearly Lakers Nuggets there. That's the most hyped game, I think.
Clippers were playing so good right before the All-Star break, and then so badly once play resumed.
You know what it's like, Danny G? I mean, I know it's a long season, and
by the way, that's the Saturday night game for a reason.
I know there's a lot of rest, and you know, even though they try to cut back on load management, I gotta say, sometimes looking at a team's record in any sport is just not reflective of who they are. Because Danny, there's teams that even in the NFL, they could stumble to the playoffs and still be in first place. And then there's teams that, like last year, look at the Rams last year. The Rams were a wild card, but they were dangerous in the playoffs because, you know, they just finished strong. Baseball, you could have a team that wins over 100 games if they sort of stumble in September, the dog days of summer in October, and, you know, some team fighting to make the playoffs with 85 wins roughly. It's really a matter of how you're playing. And you're right. The Clippers looked hot. Do they turn the page and get back to that momentum tomorrow? Kyrie and Luka.
And is the team gassed at this time of the year? That's the thing.
Fresh legs are a thing, too.
Who's got the freshest legs? Which injuries are the most impactful?
You said you loved Anthony Davis's long legs, right? You said that.
They're kind of fresh, yeah.
A couple of teams really fun to watch. Brunson and the Knicks never lack hustle. They play with a lot of heart.
You know, I'm surprised by Danny. I have a lot of East Coast New York friends, being that I'm from there. I'm surprised no one's really saying, oh, man, Julius Randle would have made a difference. They're like, nah, they look at that as not the biggest difference maker, that he can't play.
Yeah, and then I was going to mention our boss's team in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Not only do we love watching Anthony Edwards play, but they get Carl Anthony Towns back, and so look out for them.
But enjoy your Bulls and Heat tonight, Kings, Pelicans, some great basketball. And, of course, we still got to talk some fighting, some boxing this weekend.
Fighting.
A-Rod's in the news.
All right, so hang tight on that.
Hobnobbing.
Hang tight on that. A-Rod and his new girlfriend. That and Ryan Garcia all coming up next. Covino and Rich, FS1. FS1?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.